And he said to me, "What are you, a qualified ref?" And I said, I was able to say to him, "Mate, I wrote the course on refereeing." That's still the highlight of my life.
Oh, I love that line. That's brilliant.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again, and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. You can listen to our weekly podcast every Friday from 5 p.m. by downloading it from the website, refereesworld.co.uk. And if you subscribe, when you're on the website, you'll get a little email notification to tell you when the new episodes arrive. Or if you want to, you can listen to it through whoever provides your podcast. We also have a YouTube channel. Just do a search for the Referees World podcast. Subscribe that way. Right, my name is Darren Cullum. I'm a level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA. And this is my mentor. He is PGMOL Observer and Southwest Pool Observer Coordinator, Mr. Richard Mellon.
Hey, that was painless.
That was seamless on this occasion. But on this occasion only.
Yeah.
So we're going to crack straight in with a guest today. Our guest we'd like to welcome to the podcast, Simon Richards from the Whistle Academy. Simon, welcome to the Referees World podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me as well.
First of all, let's start off with a bit about you and a bit about your background, and then we'll launch into the Whistle Academy, what it is and how it can benefit a referee. Off you go.
Yeah, fab. Thanks very much. So I run a company called eCoach. I actually set the company up on the 1st of January 2016, and there was a few reasons for that, but one of the biggest was I needed money for the Euro 2016 tournament because I had tickets to go out and watch Wales with my son. And so I thought, well, you know, let's do some stuff with people I'd worked with previously to try and get some money in for the Diet Cokes and the lemonade you need when you're out watching your country at a major tournament.
Diet Coke and lemonade. Yeah, as a Welsh fan, yeah. Whatever.
Well, I think we had a lot of fun. So I believe, anyway. So I was told up.
It was good Diet Coke and lemonade then, by the
damn good lemonade.
Yeah, well, it's French Diet Coke and lemonade.
Yeah. Damn good lemonade, by the sounds of it.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, it was really. Yeah, it was a good time, good month to be fair, back in 2016. So eCoach is basically an online learning company. We create online learning courses and learning management systems, predominantly for sports organisations. And we found that over the last 3-4 years, we've found a niche when it comes to referee courses and umpiring courses. So I think we created the first ever online referee training course with the Football Association of Wales that went live in 2017. So it's a recruitment course. It's a blended learning one. So you would learn the laws of the game via an online course, and then you go along and do a face-to-face session with coaches, the referees, to learn, to ask questions, to learn about positioning and signalling and all that sort of thing. We also work with the Irish Football Association and a couple of other governing bodies as well. And now what happened to us is that we started getting requests from around the world, from sort of certainly from North America and the Middle East as well, for people to start taking our courses. And because we were geographically sort of linked to whichever governing body we were working with, they weren't able to do that. So that's what really became the seeds of what the Whistle Academy now is, which is a global platform for the education and training of match officials across many different sports. You know, even though there is a focus on football at the moment, it's an area where referees can get membership for free, go along, watch videos, do online courses, read the latest news, chat to each other, follow each other as well. And they can come along and they can go to webinars that we run every single week as well. And it's just hopefully an area where people can get support and training around whatever it might be that they feel they need to build on to do better on the pitch as much as anything else.
So are you a referee yourself?
I qualified a couple of years ago with my friends at the FAW. So you got Phil Thomas and John Bryant. And because I did the course anyway, I ran through it because I wrote the course. Well, I didn't write the whole course. I obviously designed it. But no, I've not done any refereeing for quite a while. So I'm afraid I can't claim that. Though, one of the best moments of my entire life happened. My son used to play for one of the academy teams in Wales, under 18s, and they were playing Swansea City Academy. And the referee made a decision. And one of the Swansea dads was moaning about this decision. So I told him what I thought. I felt it was a correct decision. And he said to me, "What are you, a qualified ref?" And I said, I was able to say to him, "Mate, I wrote the course on referee." That's still the highlight of my life.
Oh, I love that line. That's brilliant. Okay, there. Yeah. Well, interesting background. And interesting that you put together this e-learning project before taking the course as a referee as well.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's really hit me in working with a lot of referees over the last 3 years was that it's such an incredibly hard job to do. And it's a job, actually, that I don't think is given the respect at all that it deserves. And I mean that in both a human respect side of things, people just respecting and sort of empathising with referees. But I also mean that in a training and financial side point as well. Sometimes refereeing maybe is the last area of football that people look at when it comes to investment as well. And when you consider that the referee, any referee, is core to the game, and actually without the referee, the game can't go on, whereas without players, there's always other players that can come in and take their places. That always seemed quite strange to me. So I think that was, it is kind of a personal project of mine and my team's, as well as it being hopefully something that, you know, will be useful to everyone as well. But it just always seemed a bit odd to me. It didn't add up that, you know, you've got the importance of how core a referee is to the game of football, and maybe the fact that referees, the standing of referees isn't quite high enough. So that's one of the motivational factors, I guess, behind the Whistle Academy, is to try and bring a lot of training together into one place where hopefully people can benefit from it.
Which is exactly the reason why Rich and I set up the Referees World podcast 10 years ago, because there wasn't anything like it around at the time. And hopefully, we'd like to think that over the years that we have offered little bits of, well, more so Rich than me, because he's like the Jedi and I am the, he's the master and I'm the Jedi trainer or whatever it is. And hopefully people have benefited from the advice and tips that we sort of share on the podcast. And it's now over to Rich to take up.
Thanks, mate. Hi, Simon.
Hey, Rich.
We go back, I think, to the first meeting that I attended on the webinar when you invited Lee Probert on as one of your guests. That was very early days, would that be right to say?
Yeah, I think it was early days. And I think early days, the Whistle Academy was basically going to be a place where people could take these courses and refresher courses on the laws of the game. But it quickly became apparent that there was a bit more hunger than just doing courses. And so we started really talking about webinars at that point and trying to get a real mix of guests to come in and do hour-long sessions, however long it would be, not just on the laws of the game and the key elements, but also on nutrition, psychology, resilience, injury prevention. So those sort of first conversations we had were really the kernels of creating a kind of really well-rounded offer.
What I like about what you do is the variation of subjects that you create and the interest to stimulate people coming on board and listening to the webinar. And like I say, if anybody, well, I know there's people out there listening to us, I would strongly encourage you to come and have a look at the Whistle Academy. I'm going to let Simon do all the PR work on it because, like I say, it's his baby. But like I say, I strongly recommend people, log into it and start learning together, because that's what it will actually be. You're not on your own.
That's when it becomes really strong, is actually when you get people who not only are going along to webinars and taking part in webinars, because actually the best part of any webinar is often the question and answer at the end, where you get the personal interaction between the learner and the expert, and people are actually asking questions that relate to their own experiences on the pitch or experiences in the gym, etc. So having as many people as possible on those webinars, I think, really adds to it. But also there is that social area where people can discuss the webinars. You know, we have Alan Snoddy, who I know you both, Alan, I know very well. Well, he's doing an update for us every couple of weeks on match footage and questions and saying, what would you do in this situation? And then the answer is given so people can watch a match and consider what they would do. And then Alan will give his answer. And then, you know, potentially people can discuss that in the social area as well. So what we want to create, as well as all these wonderful webinars, is that area where people can feel safe to discuss all these different elements of officiating, and somewhere really that people can get support as well. They can chat to each other and say, oh, this happened to me last weekend.
Yeah.
What would you do in this situation? And sometimes you just want to vent, don't you? You don't even want advice as such. You just want to be able to tell people what happened to you. And I hope that's what this does become over, you know, the next couple of years, is a safe space for people to be able to gain support. But it's interesting you talk about webinars there. And one of the things that we set out at the beginning of this journey was to get a really wide range of people talking, not just the same voices you always get, not just webinars on the laws of the game either. So like you said there, we've had Richard Allison, who was the former head of nutrition at Arsenal. Gary Lewin, of course, the ex-Arsenal and England physio, who I always used to employ on Football Manager. David Cotterill, the former Welsh international who went to Euro 2016, you know, talking about what players want from referees as well. We even had Rhianne Mannings, who lost her child and her husband within 1 week back in, I think it was about 2011, has gone on to incredible things, talking about resilience and how you can overcome barriers too. And what we're trying to do is really create a body of work that is, you know, covers pretty much every element that you would require as a match official, from nutrition to the physical side of it, the fitness side of it, the injury side of it, the mind, the mental side of it as well. And what we do is, after the webinars, we then put them live onto the site. And we also chop them up into sort of, I suppose you would call them bite-sized videos and bite-sized courses. So you can go on. And if you want, rather than watching an entire webinar, you can watch 2 minutes. You know, if you just want to find out about carbohydrates, you can watch a video on carbohydrates or fats. If you want to find out about some stretches, you can do that too. So the idea really is to get lots of information. Hopefully then, anytime someone goes onto the site, they'll find something that they need. And they may only want to go on the site for 2 minutes to get something quick, or they may want to spend a bit of time looking through the courses. You know, it's completely up to them.
Mate, one of the things that you touched on earlier, sorry to butt in there, was using the webinars as a place to vent. And after a particularly challenging game that any referee will have at some point in their career, it is good to vent. And I think it's important that people know that these options are available, whether it is to speak to a colleague, a friend, or somebody online. Nowadays, it's a lot more common to do that. But how important, Rich, is that to be able to discuss these challenges that you would have taken on board as a referee during a particular game?
Well, the thing that I can remember in those early days is you have a game. And I remember the game where I chucked the whistle in the bin, basically, back in the early 90s. You know, that shows you how old I am now. But my point here is I went home, chucked the whistle in the bin, and I said, that's no more for me. And I was adamant that I was never going to referee again. And that was about 91, 92. Well, that evening, we had already arranged to go out with some refereeing friends down to Taunton Town Football Club, where we had our end of season do. And we get talking. We started sharing match incidents and things like this, and talking about what players do, what they don't do, and things like that. And I have to say, Jim McGuckin and Malcolm Rich were my two mentors at that time in my early days. And I bounced off of them my experience. And I learned from the fact sharing an experience with another colleague is so, so helpful. Mm. And it de-stresses you. It takes out all that anxiety. Instead of going home and kicking the cat or shouting at the wife, you know, we'd already planned to go out for an evening with our friends. And so consequently, all that pent up frustration that I went home with, you know, came out in a conversation with the lads afterwards. And there we were having a couple of beers, and I think it was a couple of late beers as well we had. So the point of what I'm trying to get across is sharing, mentoring, and engaging with our colleagues is very, very helpful for stress and that. Mm. What I was going to say, Simon, on the end of that comment you made, you talked about Rhianne Mannings. I watched that webinar, and that was very emotional. I was in tears, I have to admit, listening to Rhianne and her story about her son and then her husband. I was just ripped up in pieces, and the end, the outcome is so, so nice. I just compliment Rhianne for saying, coming out with her story. And for you finding that story, well done, well done.
Yeah, no, she was fantastic. And again, it's a voice you probably wouldn't hear generally in refereeing circles and officiating circles. And that's what I guess it's all about, isn't it? You know, we had Chris Kelly. I'm not sure if you came along for that one, who's the head of umpiring at the ECB, talking about selling decisions. And that again was a voice you wouldn't hear much within football refereeing, at least, but really interesting as a webinar, that content as well. And that's what we'll try and carry on doing. We'll still have those voices that you know, people love and, you know, trust within there, but we'll try and get some interesting ones in. And actually, some of the webinars may not directly be beneficial on the face of it, but they'll be interesting, you know, and people will take from them what they want to take from them as well, which I think is important. That is quite entertaining and interesting as well.
Yeah. I mean, I want to sort of just give another plug to the Whistle Academy. I'm going to log into the David Cottrell interview because I did miss that one. And I want to know what the players at that level want from referees, because we should all be asking that question. What do the players want from me? We got an idea, but how much do we engage and how much do we understand?
Yeah. And also David talks very, very candidly about his issues with mental health and going through the academy program, I think. And, you know, when there's very little support for young people, however, every 6 weeks they have to have a sit down meeting to be told whether they're still in the academy or whether they've been let go, and that sort of fear, continual fear of rejection. So it also, I think, talking to players and having that sort of insight gives you, as a referee, empathy for players actually and the pressure they're under equally, you know. And then, you know, David himself talks about the fact that, you know, he'd never become a referee because it's far too difficult, and he has empathy himself for a referee. Not that you know it from his time at the moment at Bowie Town, but actually, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it, coming from a different perspective.
Absolutely. And I think we need to listen to those people, not just to the players. I say to Darren and the lads that I do a little bit of mentoring with, listen to what the benches are saying. You may not agree with what they're saying, and you may take action if it's not polite to say that, but there is an opinion in there somewhere about what you're doing and how you're doing it. So let's see if we can learn from those things or develop those things if that's what that's what's necessary. Like Darren's going to ask a question here.
Yeah, I was only going to ask Simon, basically, for anybody that's listening to this now and now really embraced and absorbed into what it is you actually do, How can somebody sort of log in and get involved and take part, be a part of the webinars? What's the process in its simplest terms?
Well, I think it's really simple. Hopefully it is. You go along to thewhistle.academy and you just click on membership. And membership is free. You don't have to give bank details or anything like that. It's just your name and email address. You'll be sent your login details and you can just access all the content then. And you can go onto the webinars page and take part in webinars. I've got to put my hands up at this stage and say there's no webinars for the next 3 weeks due to the Euros.
Oh, shame on you. No excuse.
And due to the fact that I may well be partaking in a couple more lemonades and Coca-Colas over the next few weeks.
It's probably worth pointing out as well, just to give a sense of time and day, that it's the 8th of June 2021. So if you happen to be listening to this at a later point, then just to give you an idea as to when we've recorded this, because it does sort of help put your brain into engagement here. Simon, I think this is a really, really good idea. And I think one of your future guests should be Richard Mellon from the Referees World podcast.
We'll have a look at that one day.
Okay.
I think so, definitely. You know, and we will be, the idea is to at least have one webinar a week as well. So, you know, that continual flow of information. And I know, I understand that the key thing about any membership site is to continually update the content so that people can always find new content that might interest them. So, you know, as I say, we've got new videos going on pretty much every week. We've got new match footage going on every 2 weeks with feedback. The webinars are every week as well. So I'm sure there must be, you know, something out there for every match official to enjoy at the very least. And hopefully, because it's free, we'll start, you know, really getting some good numbers and getting that social side of it going as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's also just quite important to mention that we're not affiliated with any of the associations or football associations. And what we want to be is independent and let the referees decide how we grow, how we change and how we evolve over time as well. So put it into the hands of, you know, the guys on the ground, on the pitch, as it were.
Can I ask you just your thoughts on this? And this is something that we have discussed recently, because it was following a trial that I did myself, although hands up, I did get rapped for doing it. Although it was interesting to see the response of having a ref cam. So I went out and I did a couple of games with a camera attached to me so that we could maybe get some training ideas, some training tips from it. And the response sort of around me was very good. And the clubs that agreed to do it, they thought it was a great idea as well. However, higher up the ladder, they weren't too happy. What are your thoughts on something like this with a platform like what you're delivering? And how do you think that could actually help referees at grassroots levels?
Oh, well, I love tech. The amount of wearable tech I've got on at any given time is insane, as my wife will no doubt say. Well, it's interesting because we had the head of referee umpire officiating, sorry, at the RFL come on to do a webinar on this, or about technology, because it's a bit of a zeitgeist at the moment. And a part of that was to talk about wearable technology for refereeing. And he showed a little bit of footage that generally only the match referees and the VAR people within RFL would see, of a time when he had some wearable technology on. And the difference it actually made for creating a good decision, you know, he was fully in support of it. So I think there's certainly a place. There was mention about the sort of health and safety side of it to make sure it wasn't cause damage or, you know, get in the way, etc. And I suppose that's a key element. But I think the real strength of wearing, of being able to catch footage like that is for training purposes. You know, real life, sort of almost virtual reality referee scenarios that you could create off the back of some really high quality footage from wearable tech would be, I think, absolutely fantastic. And I think that's the way we're probably going, I would imagine. And that's me saying that from the point of view of working with different organizations, that, you know, in the next 5-10 years you're looking at augmented reality, you know, as a being able to create these sort of safe spaces for young and up and coming referees to try out their decision making. And I think, you know, that's definitely going to be, you know, something that we'll see a lot more of over the next decade.
And Simon, before we go, thank you very much for your time. Just a quick final plug for the website, any socials you've got going, and any other thing that you need to mention before we finish.
No, but just get on there and have a look and see, you know, I'm sure you'll find something that will help you. You know, membership is free. Get in there, you know, be part of the society, be part of the support network for other referees as much as anything else. Come along to the webinars. You know, there's some great names on there, some great experience and expertise that you can, you know, have a chat with. You know, some of these people are fantastic that you can chat with at the end of a webinar. And hopefully everyone can get something out of it. And as I say, over time, it's going to evolve. It'll continually change and evolve into something I think that's going to be really fantastically useful for match officials.
I think it's a great idea, and thank you very much for sharing it with us here on the Referees World podcast. Our guest in this episode from the Whistle Academy is Simon Richards.
The download is complete.
This is Referees World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.